World. I'm Ana Mateo.
This is VOA News Via Remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. The actor who played the Star Wars Darth Vader character has died at age 85. Dave Prowse, the British actor behind the villain's menacing black mask, passed away yesterday morning, said his agent on Sunday. May the Force be with him always, the agent told the BBC. Mark Hamill, who played Luke Skywalker in the series, tweeted that he was so sad to hear David Prowse had passed. He was a kind man and much more than Darth Vader, he wrote. A former bodybuilder turned actor, Prowse's towering stature at almost 2 meters clinched him the role of the instantly recognizable antagonist in the original Star Wars trilogy. But while he donned the glossy black armor and cape, the Bristol native's strong Western English accent meant the filmmakers turned to James Earl Jones, who's an American actor, for the deep and booming voice that would emerge from behind the mask. Since the original Star Wars trilogy was released in the late 1970s and early 1980s, Prowse has traveled the world meeting Star Wars fans. Officials in Afghanistan say a bombing of a military base in eastern Ghazni province on Sunday has killed nearly 30 security force members. The head of the Ghazni Public Health Department told VOA the blast also injured at least 21 people. Meanwhile, a separate car bombing in southern Zabul province killed one person and injured 23, according to initial reports. The head of the provincial council and his security detail were among the victims. There were no immediate claims of responsibility for the two attacks. Violence in Afghanistan has significantly spiked in recent weeks, with scores of security forces and civilians killed in the month of November alone. Meanwhile, peace talks between the Taliban and the Afghan government have stalled, and the United States is proceeding with plans to withdraw most of its troops by next year. This is VOA News. Farmers' unions in India are meeting with the government Sunday as thousands of farmers stage a third day of protests outside New Delhi against new agricultural deregulation legislation. The legislation would allow farmers to sell their products anyplace, including to large corporate buyers. Currently, farmers may only sell their products to government-regulated wholesale markets where the farmers are guaranteed a minimum price. Small farmers remain suspicious about the effects of deregulation. The government of Prime Minister Narendra Modi introduced the legislation in September. Modi said Sunday in his monthly radio address that the reforms will bring the farmers new rights and opportunities. And in the United States, Pennsylvania's highest court on Saturday night threw out a lower court's order preventing the state from certifying dozens of contests on its November 3rd election ballot. It was the latest lawsuit filed by Republicans attempting to thwart Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden's victory in this battleground state. VOA projects Biden to have won the presidential election, but the vote has not yet been certified by all U.S. states. The Pennsylvania State Supreme Court, in a unanimous decision, threw out the three-day-old order preventing the state from certifying the vote. It said the underlying lawsuit was filed months after the expiration of a time limit in Pennsylvania's expansive year-old mail-in voting law, allowing for challenges to it. Justices also noted the lawsuit's sweeping demand that an entire election be overturned retroactively. The World Health Organization has announced that it is sending a team of 10 scientists to Wuhan, China, to investigate how COVID-19 jumped from animals to humans. The team includes renowned virus hunters, public health specialists, and experts in animal health from Britain, the United States, Australia, Denmark, the Netherlands, Japan, Qatar, Germany, Vietnam, and Russia. Violent clashes erupted in Paris Saturday as tens of thousands took to the streets to protest new security legislation, with tensions intensified by the police beating and racial abuse of a black man that shocked France. Several fires were started in Paris as protesters vented their anger against the security law that would restrict people publishing images of policemen's faces. About 46,000 people marched in Paris and 133,000 in total nationwide in about 70 cities, the Interior Ministry said. Protest organizers said about 500,000 people joined nationwide, including 200,000 in the capital. For more on these and other stories making international news headlines, please visit our website at voanews.com.